All right, boys and girls, on my way into the office, and I had a thought. I want to do a video. I want to make sure I ripped one before I got in and started getting bombarded left and right with all the things that I have to do on my morning tasks. But I had a call come in last night from a guy from California. He's a group member, and I don't want to say your name, put you out there. But his question was, and we've had this question before, I'm just going to give you guys some tips and advice on how to handle the situation and to think outside the box a little bit in a completely legal way. His question was, hey, when I have a car stop and there's three people in the car, what do I do when I don't have a reason to compel or force somebody to give me identification and I want to figure out who they are, they won't tell me? So here's just some advice in those situations, what you can do that's legal. I would begin, if you think you're going to start running into issues right away, right? Like, stop a car, there's three people in it, and maybe front seat passenger who looks like it could be somebody who's been in trouble before and you want to run them for warrants. And they maybe appear, or even if they don't appear, to be somebody of interest. My advice to you is this. If you're considering that you're going to want to run the people in the car and you can't compel identification, is maybe have the driver step out and, without giving it away, begin to pose some questions about who's in the car with them. If you have three people, then you'll want to call out the second one and see if the person who, who's maybe not the person you have your interest in, is now telling you the same name as the driver is. You're building up reasonable suspicion at a point where you're going to try to figure out. And listen, I play a tactic. I'm like, look, let me tell you something. Hold on a second, my phone's ringing. Let me decline this. If he is, if the person, I'll tell people outside of a car, like, hey, let me tell you something. If your friend is wanted, you're lying about who they are, you'll be charged. You'll be charged accordingly with hindering the apprehension of another. So you'll be charged with the same rules that they'll be charged under, or the same laws they'll be charged under, and you'll go to jail. Or you can just tell me who they are. But even if you leave here and I don't find who that person is, why is she calling me nonstop? Even if you leave here and you don't know who that person is, my phone froze all up, sorry. If you leave here and I don't figure out who the person is by the time you leave, I will certainly find that person out and I will put an arrest warrant out for you for hindering the apprehension of another. So, guys, don't just jump into it and start hitting like, ID? No, don't want to give me your name, don't want to give me your date of birth. Like, be a little more cunning, have a little more couth, and try some good tactics, some good police investigation skills. That's the name of the game. You have these motor vehicle stops that you're going to start doing interdiction and doing police work. It's not a typical motor vehicle stop. They're not cut and dry. You got to be slick. You know, you got to be smarter than they are. You got to outsmart them. Citizens are, right? The smarter one wins, position to win. That's just the name of the game in interdiction. So, when you're running into things like that, don't get frustrated. You're like, well, I couldn't figure out who that was. You can if you ask the right questions and play the right tactics. And that's my advice for today. Hopefully you guys can take that to the field and use it. And if you're running into this, those are some good tips and tools to help you affect your job. So, see you later.